You were so used to singing and all. Did it ever intimidate you to know that somebody was in the audience that was special?
Oh, when I first started and I came to New York, that manager brought me. I had to sing for all of these managers that did Columbia Artists, and because he was trying to get me to do recitals all over the United States. I was just starting out. And Leontine was sitting in the audience because I was singing with her ex-husband.
Wow.
I thought I was going to die. First, I was intimidated because he was there, and I'm singing, you know, a duet with him from Porgy and Bess, William Warfield. And then she's sitting there, and I thought I was going to die. I thought I was just going to die. I was 24, and I didn't know what to do. And I remember we were standing afterward. I was scared to speak to her. She was waiting on her limo to come pick her up. And I was just shy. And she said, well, hello, dear.
And you hadn't met her yet.
No, and I said, hello, Miss Brown. I didn't know what to say.
Was that your first meeting ever?
I didn't know what to say to her. I was shaking. I had no words. And then later, she had me to lunch and everything. But I said, oh, can you imagine what all the things she was feeling as this young girl was singing her music with her husband? Oh, gosh, that was an experience.
In 1986, you performed with the New York Philharmonic, the tribute to the 100th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty, televised from Central Park on ABC.
That was a big deal, because it was the first time the classics had gone all around in the U.S. over the wires of ABC and CBS.
The classics.
It's the first time. Before they did, you know, just the regular news stations had it all piped in, that whole thing. Angela Lansbury, we shared a dressing room. Because she was one of the, you know, hostesses. But it was a really big deal. It was such a tribute to our country, and the New York Philharmonic was playing gorgeously, and Zubin, he, at the last moment, I remember an aria from Butterfly. Zubin and I did that in Israel together, because I went to Israel many years. Mm-hmm. I sang, Israel, I became a favorite of the Israeli Philharmonic. And they planted 15 trees in honor of my family on land there for Leona Mitchell and her family. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Zubin wanted me to come with the Philharmonic in the United States. And I was at the bowl, too, when I did this thing, too. It was like the same time of year. But with the Philharmonic, that was a big deal. We all were so excited. Matter of fact, I was in Australia, and Zubin wanted me to do that so badly. We flew on the Concorde when there was the Concorde, because to get me to New York, I flew with Zubin and his wife. My little baby was sitting in my lap, and he was not quite two, and Elmer, and we all flew to this event. And right immediately after that, Placido was flying to, we couldn't even do anything, and after the performance, I was flying on a plane to Australia again, back to Australia. So it was a busy, busy time, but it was such an exciting event. It was such an exciting event.
You sang He's Got the Whole World in
His
Hands.
Yeah, Zubin insisted he wanted the blacks to be represented.
Spiritual.
Yeah, he insisted.
But you sang another song too, didn't you?
I did the from Butterfly.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. And I also did a quartet with Placido and Marilyn Horne. We did the Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the last movement. So, yeah, that was such an extraordinary time.
Do you ever feel like singing gospel music now?
No, they're too advanced now. I love them. I listen all the time. I just love the gospel music because I came from that.
Yeah,
but they are so advanced now. It was more. We're almost like hymns now. The what I did, because they just jumping all around.
Yeah, but the songs you sang back
were gospel.
Gospel,
but
song.
It's more like gospel hymns, because compared to what they do now, it's more.
But I'm talking about the traditional songs that probably...
You mean that are hymns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Songs. You don't sing any of that now, do you?
I'm going to do one. I'm going to do one. It was from my church, but I do... When I do these things, I do How Great Thou Art and that one, but I do it with my operatic sound. Mm. And the people go berserk, especially How Great Thou Art. I go way up in the stratosphere at the end.
Would there be any label that would be interested in recording you?
It's online. You can hear it, How Great Thou Art. It's okay. Just look up How Great Thou Art for Leona Mitchell. But this one song that I'm doing in New York, they requested it because they heard it online. And it's from my church. It's one of their church songs called Yes. All they do is sing Yes. And I'll do that. But it's still semi-classical. I don't just do in that guttural sound.
I think you ought to do an album, a combination.
I hope to.
You could do some jazz.
Yes,
you could do some opera.
You
could do some classical, all in one album.
It would be wonderful. That's what we're hoping to do. We're trying to launch this thing because it's different. It's different. I could have gone to do just a whole classical, but I want to essay this other part because it's wonderful. I love using that part of my voice. But to still be able to. It's not an easy thing to. There's two different techniques.
Between jazz.
Jazz and that. It's two different techniques. So I have to be very careful, but I still can do some of the opera. I wouldn't say I couldn't go do physically an opera. Just physically 75. I just couldn't do that. But I can do some of the arias. And it's exciting when you mix the two. When they hear that other sound, that opera sound, and then that whole second half is amazing. I'm doing a lot of Leonard Cohen. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally bass voice.